Genesis Audio presents The Clue in the Papyrus Scroll, created by Gertrude Chandler Warner, story by D. Garrison and J.M. Lee, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, A Cat, a Collar, and a Clue. 10-year-old Violet Alden looked out the plane window as the private jet climbed high in the air. Her sister, Jessie, who was 12, joined her. "Goodbye, New Mexico," Jessie said, as the desert landscape disappeared beneath the clouds.
"I'm glad we left Anna Argent behind."
Violet shivered.
"I'm glad, too," Jessie agreed. "She can't get in a plane and chase us."
She patted the duffel bag on the seat beside her.
"And we have all the artifacts safe in here. We'll deliver them just like we promised the Retimus Society. Anna won't be able to get them."
The Retimus Society returned stolen art and artifacts to their rightful owners. The head of the society, Mrs. Silverton, who was grandfather's friend, had asked the Alden children to help them out.
"I can't believe Anna Argent tried to stop our plane from taking off,"
14-year-old Henry said. Anna had driven a Jeep right at their jet as it sat on the runway. A young woman by the name of Christina Kane, who was originally going to deliver the artifacts, had gotten into a Jeep to chase after Anna. That meant Christina couldn't get on the plane, and the Aldens had to go in her place. Thanks to the quick action of the Retimus Society pilots, Mr. Gannert and Emilio, the plane took off before Anna could steal the artifacts.
"Since Anna hit on our train to New Mexico and chased us once we got off there, I'm not surprised," Violet said.